Tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break.
You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
He's on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall.
Welcome back. Jim's Razorback Pizza. I'm getting all kinds of insightful things from my man Curtis over here. We got basketball questions. We got basketball updates. By the way, if you picked the Dayton Flyers to knock off Ohio State, things are looking good for you in Buffalo, New York. 21-15 Flyers in the first game of the NCAA first round. More on that in a moment. Nate Olson is here from Sync Weekly. We'll talk to him. Matt has breaking news from the world of disgraced church leaders. Fred Phelps has finally kicked the bucket. Boy, he's got a lot to answer for.
He does. Unfortunately, I think there's probably a couple other nuts that are ready, waiting in line to take over.
I'll tell you, I got to give that guy a high five. Nobody squeezed more hate into a life than old Fred Phelps. Way to go, Fred. Way to do a lot of hating in your small amount of time on earth. Good job. Don't get too roasted downstairs when you end up down there.
You never know. Maybe he had a coming to Jesus in his
in the last 5 minutes of his life.
What would you do, seriously? Like,
hey, all that hating I did?
Just
kidding. I don't think so.
No, all right.
Him and Hitler, I'm sure they just changed their mind at the last minute. My bad.
Listen, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy, apparently.
He had a long time to think about it.
Yeah, when he was facing the rest of his life in prison, that gives you a lot of time to think.
Well, when he was sitting in prison, I mean, he had time to think. Anyway. All right, let's go to the Matty, give me some tunes. I got to go to the track, baby.
All horses go to heaven, you know that.
The dog on their back.
And jockeys, too.
I don't think that's true. I've known some jockeys.
Oh, that's rude.
Well, I'm just saying there's a couple jockeys may not be going to heaven.
Why do you think you're so much better than jockeys?
I know I'm not going.
What about the jockey race you wanted to have that one time?
I thought that was a good idea.
How bad are you?
By the way, I do want to wish a happy birthday tomorrow. I'm going to give him an early happy birthday to our buddy, David Longinati. Old Longe is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. I think he's 83. Looking good, Longe. You're the man. I love Longe. We kid.
How Jeff about Taylor. Playing some defense, the Ohio State?
Apparently somebody picked Ohio State in their bracket. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's not going to take a lot of people too long to be out of the billion-dollar giveaway from Warren Buffett, is it?
At this rate, no. So much for my Big Ten angle on the tourniquet, huh?
Bro, I mean, look. It's 21-20. There's 8 minutes left in the first half.
You're nobody panic.
Hey, Curtis, our buddy here from Jim's Razorback Pizza, wanted me to ask you if you have ever seen Cliff Berry and his band play. What are they called? The Jockey Band? I don't know how I could forget that. You ever seen them play?
Absolutely. They're regular at Sam's Pizza on the lake. I believe it's on Wednesday or Thursday nights. And they played a couple of functions. Actually played here at the racetrack a couple of weeks ago in Pop's Bar down there in the casino. So, yeah, they're quite the accomplished musicians.
Yeah, that is the warm-up act, my man, because now they're ready for the big stage at Jim's Razorback Pizza in Hot Springs, Friday of the Derby. That will be the 11th of April. They will be on the big stage at Jim's, my friend. So just
are these working jockeys?
Yeah, Cliff Berry's a great jockey.
I mean, other than him,
apparently an accomplished musician. You know what we need to get is your boy Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson.
He'd fit right in there. We've got Ronnie Morris, one of the clockers here. He plays drums. So it's a clocker. It's a horse guy.
A clocker who plays the drums. Of course he does. Means we're clocking them drums, baby.
rhythm.
And Saturday, of course, get Oakland Race Day back to its normal time, normal station. I commend Jeff Taylor, a pro's pro, my friend, as we move to a different time, different station. Technical problems out the yin-yang. Jeff Money Taylor, unflappable, my friend.
Yeah, he is.
He's no bird. He's unflappable.
Yeah, we had a good guest, Ray Pollock, of course, with Pollock Report. Yeah. He's always very informative, and we'll kind of let Ray have a little free reign. He kind of updated us on the state of the industry, as it were. So, it was a good time.
Well, Money, let's get into the card today so you can get back to hating on Ohio State for their failure to get the job done in the opening round.
It's still early, though, as we say. But, yeah, what else? It's a great time to be a sports fan. We got racing. We got basketball on. It's selected television monitors throughout the racetrack. So, and you got your mobile devices working as well. Oakland anywhere in the mix also. So, yeah, it's a great day to be here at the racetrack. We'll see some basketball and some good racing. We've got start things off. Maiden Claimers here in the opener going a mile on the 16th. I'm going to go to a first-time starter, number 8, Horns or Halos. No one that has started in this race really has impressed me all that very much. So a pretty soft spot for Horns or Halos. 10-1 okay. In the morning line with Mr. Orojo up, and I think that's worth taking advantage of. Number 8, Horns like or Halos in the opener.
Our We're second just talking race. About heaven and hell, my friend, and there you go. Horns
Indeed.
And Halos right there out of the go. Gate.
Right there, go. Right out the gate is right. The hunch play of the day. And second race, I'm going to go for a little bit of price as well with number 2, Paleo Prince. Lots of early speed in here, and I think it almost has to set the race up for somebody to come from off the pace, and that someone we hope is Paleo Prince, claimed last time by Federico Vallefranco, who is enjoying a career meeting, ladies and gentlemen. He has been almost automatic off the claim, and that's the formula working on number 2, Paleo Prince, in the second. We go to our featured 8th race on the afternoon. It's another contentious affair. Allowance Animals going postward. Number 4, Dreaming Big, gets the nod from this corner. This is a stakes regular. She's been in 4 consecutive stakes races, a tad bit overmatched in a couple of starts here. She's in a softer spot today, and I'm going to take advantage of that 5-1 price on her as well. Number 4, Dreaming Big, that is in the featured 8th race. Our Buzz Long Shot is in the 6th this afternoon from the inside. Number 1, Thunder's Rolling. I'm hoping that is indeed what happens when this one breaks on top and hopefully does not look back. Good speed, good post, and a good price at 5-1 with the one horse, Thunder's Rolling, in the 6th. Our Buzz Long Shot. Lay the dead.
All right, very good. Money, appreciate it. We'll catch up tomorrow and see what's going on for the Friday races.
Indeed. But good luck on your hoops.
Thanks, buddy. Same to you. First post today down at Oaklawn is 1:30. So if you are interested, don't forget you can get your Oaklawn anywhere.